The first case under old business is case 11739. UPesh Vias is seeking a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-83.8B of the Sussex County Zoning Code, and this application was tabled at the last meeting.
And thank you. And that case was tabled by you, Mr. Rickards, so I'm going to open it up to you.
Well, he's looking like the applicant testified. He's looking to put a liquor store in there, and he needs to extend that building that's there now to, I guess, to encase coolers and things like that for beverages. And also, when he does planning, he was told by the state that he needs the 60-foot setback, of course, which is applicable to the 24 and 5 right-of-ways there, the routes that run to the corner there, the intersection. And they are seeking an 18-foot variance on each road, yeah, 5 and 24. And the testimony was also to the fact that the pumps can't be removed because of the tanks that are in the ground. They have to stay there. And they're going to be in the ground as they are now, and he won't be changing any of the pumps around or anything. And I don't see any, I think what he's trying to do, he's just trying to improve his business. And I don't see a problem with it. He's tied up with the 18-foot variance, and he has to come to us. And of course, he does have to go to the commission yet.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Wharton?
Yeah, I'm like Mr. Rickacher, I don't have a problem with it. Just adding on to the building, improving it.
Mm-hmm.
With the cement, holding the tanks down, like that can't be removed. So I have no problem with that.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
How far is the building from the property line at present?
It's currently 49.2 feet mm-hmm. along Route 5 and 52.6 feet along Route 24.
Right.
So even the current building encroaches into the front yard setbacks.
So what was it again along 24?
49.2 and 52.6 along 24.
That's the old building or the new building?
That is the existing.
This building right now.
Right.
You got the new building?
The new building would be 42 feet on both road frontages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it appears that, you know, from the drawings they presented, that they're going to be spending a lot of money on this property. And the applicant himself said that it's a very valuable piece of property, but it's too costly to reconfigure or locate the existing fuel tanks. I'm not getting that. In the testimony that we heard, didn't we hear that they weren't sure about access from the property behind them? Were they certain about that? Do you recall?
I believe they said they did have approval.
There
was a cross access easement.
They did have that.
You know, it just, I don't know. I guess it just seems to me that if you're going to go to the expense, and you know, no question, it probably is a very valuable piece of property right there on the corner of
right.
Long Neck Road and 24. And I just, well, for one thing, I don't feel that the applicant meets the standard for cannot have been created by the applicant.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the business there exists as it is. If he was coming to ask for to redo the canopy or, you know, redo the, you know, the store and make some minor changes or something like that to improve the look of the property and so forth. But he's looking at a whole different type of business here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's created by the applicant, in my opinion.
Right.
And I think that if you know you're going to make that kind of investment on such a valuable piece of property, putting in new tanks shouldn't be an issue.
Well, yeah,
you know,
it is.
I also, and I know we didn't hear testimony, but you know you see where people replace tanks periodically. They said those tanks were he said those tanks were 35 years old.
If they had to do it, because they're set that you're talking.
I mean, what are they going to do when they got to replace the tanks? They're building a building on it. They're going to have to spend the money then. So,
but if they
don't build a building on it,
not going to be.
No.
The canopy, the tanks have to stay the way they are. Because see what happened. Dell got it, bought that piece, and what's that done? That is. That's restricted them to even to build out farther on the east. See, that's what it really it created it. The setbacks are so tight in there when that was done. But then when they moved those tanks, I don't know if he had, but we've had some before.
Yes, they were going to build one corner of that building. Let me think. Yes. If you look at, he's got drawings A1 and A2.
Yes.
Right.
And if you look at the way A1, A2 is, if you look at it this way, right. you can see where part of that store is going to sit on top of those tanks.
Not the one I'm looking at.
You can't do that.
He won't be able to get approved.
One new go back. He can't. Tax away from it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, look here. How do you get? Oh, there's the rear.
Right.
Okay. If you look at it right here, you see this building in this shape. Right there, that corner, you don't see this corner on this drawing where the tanks are.
Well, I have, on my drawing, I have the tanks in there.
Mm-hmm. John, you go back to the page behind it, and you see the building, the fence, and everything else, and the tanks.
Right.
The underground tanks, wait for that. Yeah, they can't put a building on that.
No.
They never do that.
Yeah, there you go. It's right there. It's right there. Right there on that drawing. The tanks are under the building. The corner of the tank is under the building on that drawing.
Well, that's not what I see here.
And that was in every one of his drawings. It shows. It says underground tank storage. And every one of them shows a building, new building on top of them.
I believe they stated that part of that building was going to be open. Mm-hmm. So the building might come out, but it's going to be open underneath, is what I believe the applicant stated. That area would be accessible.
If you look at this drawing, there's retail space. All over top of those tanks.
Right, and it could be that it's open and then it could be coming this way and then the retail could just be on top for like a higher shelf.
But did he open up from
let me say this. I see your concern, but that's not up to us. Okay. We're here.
Right. But I'm just making the point that if, you know, at some point he may very well have to replace those tanks.
Yeah. And what's that have to do with his 18-foot variance that we have to rule on?
Well, if he moved the tanks now, then he could move that building back and meet his setbacks.
He can't move the tanks.
You don't expect
it. He could, but it would cost him an arm and a leg. And I don't see why he would have
to. Then I guess my other point would be that, you know, the business is there. It's being used. It's you know, and
you're saying
it's created by the situation is created by the applicant by expanding it into an additional business.
And I disagree with you. I think that he's trying to improve his business, which we are into an entirely different application, which would be a liquor store there.
Right.
Which is, if you look in the area and do some research on that, there's none in the area. So the man is trying to improve his business, which we're all...
Wait a minute. I don't remember testimony about there wasn't any in the business. And
well, there has
been. Or in
there
the
has,
area.
Well, there is.
And I believe there are some in the area, but that's irrelevant. The fact is, he's changing. It's
always,
created by the applicant.
He wants to improve his business. Yeah.
Right, but he's creating the need for the mayor.
I don't believe that. I believe the need's being created. It's being created by the setbacks that he has to have this.
Because DelDOT came in there and
DelDOT made the shut him off and told him exactly what he has to do to make this happen.
That's
so that's to him. That's not being created by the applicant. He's not going to do anything with the traffic.
If he keeps on pumping gas, he doesn't need brakes. If he changes.
No, but he
business.
Won't be able to improve his business. No,
yeah.
He won't.
I mean,
and
that would be like saying, you know, I'm going to put a superstore on a lot that's not quite big enough for a superstore, so I need a variance. I mean, it just to me, that's, you know, created by the applicant, the need. So,
I have one other question. Maybe somebody can clear it up. I was under the impression that the entrance was going to be from the east. Or Northeast Food Line parking lot, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Will he have any access to Route 5 and 24 directly?
He has, I believe they stated no.
No. He has no access to that at all.
But on the other end too, right?
I think this is the primary access. There was some confusion about whether or not there would be one there, but there is definitely this one here.
Fulton was on the other side too, right?
Yeah, that's what they stated that there was.
Yes, yeah.
I think one had ingress or egress and
yes.
Not both.
Yeah, one
right.
In, one out. Yeah. Right.
One in and one out.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just... it's being created, the need's being created by the applicant.
That's the reason we're here, John. I don't
agree with it.
Let me ask you one question. Where could he move those tanks? You got to fill that hole up and everything else. Where could he move that tank?
You can't move it.
Out front?
You can't.
If he put his store back to the setbacks, then he could place the tanks out. I mean, how many times? Sure, we've all driven over top tanks out front of the building.
Why would he do that?
But you could.
Because it's a very valuable piece of property, as he stated.
Yeah, it is.
And
he's trying to improve it.
John, what you're saying, he can move the building back,
yeah.
Move the tanks to the other side, to Route 24.
Right.
Well, that's a lot of
expense. He'd be expensive, big buck.
Oh, yes, indeed. And
you got to replace all the tanks again, too.
He's got 100 grand.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, he would have to replace those tanks, too, right?
I'd probably get the pumps.
Yeah,
all them again, too.
Yeah, state didn't do that.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further discussion, if I read the vote, Chair will entertain a motion. In case number 11,739.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,739 for the following reason. There is a uniqueness in the property as far as I'm concerned. There is... lot is irregular and it's an irregular lot. It can't be otherwise developed because if they don't have the variance, they can't develop for what they want and are trying to do. It's too expensive for all the underground tanks to be moved into another position so that they could accommodate the new building that they want. And based on that, also, it's not created by the applicant because I believe he's not creating the problem because the problem is that he has tanks that are in the ground that can't be moved and he can't improve his property. And it's what he's always trying to do is try to improve his business there.
All right.
And of course, it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood because it's all commercial use in there. The stores all in there, and that's commercial use property. And it is a minimum variance that it is asked for because there is a 60-foot, is that correct, 60-foot there variance, and I mean, he needs the 18-foot variance to accommodate the 60-foot setback, which he needs for the liquor store there also.
Okay.
So with that, I make a motion. We approve case number 11,739.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,739. All is in favor of the motion. Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated for approval. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,739 is approved. Okay.